This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Jess McKee, Carlinville Fire Department Chief. Welcome to the show, Jess.
Thanks for having me.
Jess, we are going to discuss today the Carlinville Fire Protection District. This was something that voters approved of back in the spring of 2016, and we're going to just sort of find out where the district is now, something as big as the Carlinville Fire Protection District. There's a lot of steps that go into this just besides the creation with the okay of the voters. First off, just for the listener again, the average size or the general size of the Fire Protection District now that it is an entity?
We're roughly between 180 and 185 square miles. Rough landmarks would be the county line east at the railroad tracks on 108, 108-111 junction to the west, Spillway Road off Otter Lake to the north, and just south of Catatauga to the south in a rough diamond shape is pretty much what our district is today.
Now, after the approval by voters, there was steps that had to be taken, and if you would update us on what steps now have been taken as far as the moving to the actual whole fire protection district.
Okay, back in March when it was voted on by the public for everybody in our district, proposed district, passed a little over 70% in favor of. Since that point, we've worked very close with the mayor, DeMuzio, and the city council. They've been great to work with, helping us on the transition periods, getting what we need, and continue the financial support through us for the next 18 months from March when this was passed. We had our board of trustees appointed. Joker Burke, Jake Gregory, and Brian Mitchell are the three-person board to start the district off. And everything now is just formality, state requirements by law. The tax hearing, which was Thursday night, the budget hearing, which was the month prior, just stuff we have to put in place for the district to operate. Now it's just policies, procedures that the Board of Trustees will put into place. They're the governing body now. Everything, they do everything, personnel issues, equipment, you know, everything that needs to be done except the financial part. They have a say-so, kind of what we're trying to do, but the city is still providing us financial support until we get our first tax money, which would be in 17, to help us out. So really the last thing we have to do is a transitional period of property, equipment, vehicles, stuff like that, and that'll happen closer to receiving money next year.
As far as your Board of Trustees, is there term limits on them, or how did they set up the Board of Trustees for the district?
The Board of Trustees, three or five or seven person board, you can have an option. We will end up with a five person board. By law, you have to start with three, and those were appointed to us by the county board, made a recommendation, and they approved and appointed the trustees. There is term limits or staggered term limit. So there's 1, 2, and 3 years, and then if they want to run again, or they can be reappointed again by the county board.
As far as firefighters themselves, we discussed this matter before it was approved by the electorate and sort of what would become with the fire protection district. Sort of where is it for the firefighters like yourself and the other ones in there? Is it changing any, or how will it go once this district goes?
As far as the firefighters, the officers and stuff, they'll still be pretty much the same for us outside of having a better budget to work with, hopefully upgraded equipment, better training, things like that, and hopefully be able to expand and put on more personnel to help cover our district. So we're excited about it, but we still have a little ways to get to the end result.
Once in a while I've heard a question or two, and just give you an opportunity to answer it. You'll still remain, quote, a volunteer fire department under the Fire Protection District?
As of this time, there is no plans for full-time. That would be a question for the Board of Trustees, but, you know, not having any money, still being financially supported by the city, it would be a few years off as we're still well behind on equipment and upgrades and stuff for the fire department that needs to be done prior to that.
Now, that is a transfer, as you alluded to a little bit ago. Most of the equipment you speak of right now is owned by the city of Carlinville because it was the Carlinville Fire Department. So that'll be transferred to the district?
That's correct. Everything to date, until we get closer to receiving money, this was agreed upon with the city, I want to say a year ago, 12, 15, 18 months, whenever we really started the discussion with the city and forming the district, we signed a resolution or agreement between the district and the city that moving forward, we would, everything would be forfeited or donated to the district from the city, except the two new engines that were purchased. And then when money is received, we would resume or take over the payments at that time on the two new engines.
And when you, as you say, you'll probably receive monies in 2017. It'd be the first time taxes have been collected for the fire protection district. Will that then go towards more equipment, or what do you see as far as your first allotment of whatever that may be?
The budget has been approved by the trustees, and there's multiple line items in any budget. Most of it would go to firehouse repairs, additions, equipment upgrades. Air packs are a big one. We have 4 years left on the lifespan of the air packs, and those are not cheap. They're about $7,000 a piece, and we have 26 of them. So that turnout gear, trucks, we're still behind. We're fortunate to get two new engines, but everything else is still, you know, 15, 20 years of age. So most of it go towards equipment or upgrades to the fire station.
And I remember from our previous interview, just to let the listener know, everyone received their fire protection letters this year again, as they have in the past. That will be going away, I guess, after you get your first installment?
That's correct, Rick. The first letter went out May, June sometime, and we do always do a second mailer, which just was mailed out in the last week or so. This will be the last time they see those letters. So we're operating off of that and the help from the city until we receive revenue roughly September sometime next year.
And just a final question here as we do come towards the end of the program. Will the Cardinalville Fire Department will cease to exist once you're actually operational and things like that? Most everything remains in Cardinalville as far as the district, though?
Yes, the district is, the department goes to the district name. Our station will stay in the same place, which is very critical based on the ISO or the Insurance Services Office rating. It's the center part of Cardinalville. I know it's in residential, but there's a area around Cardinalville that's affected by where the fire station sets. So everything will stay in town. There may be possibilities down the road for a satellite station somewhere else to kind of help out response time and hopefully when recruiting. So for the time being, everything will remain where it is today.
Jess McKee, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you very much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.